This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. The Food and Drug Administration will have regulatory authority over the $89 billion tobacco industry as soon as President Obama puts his signature to a bill passed by Congress. The change took decades to happen. The industry fought hard to keep the FDA out, but finally succumbed to changing social norms and with guidance from one in its own ranks. Until he retired last year, Steve Parrish served as Senior Vice President for Corporate Affairs at Altria Group, the parent company of Philip Morris. He was instrumental in convincing the company to back the legislation over the objections from the rest of the industry. Mr. Parrish now runs his own consulting firm, and he joins us now from our studios in New York. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
We are also joined by Dr. David Kessler, who sparked investigations of the tobacco industry when he was the FDA commissioner in the 1990s and worked to bring it under his agency's regulation. He now teaches at the University of California San Francisco School of Medicine and joins us from California. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Kessler.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Parrish, you were once seen as kind of the public face of the tobacco industry, and you were condemned by many for your efforts against tougher government regulations. But in 2001, you said in a speech that the FDA regulation was inevitable, and you urged Philip Morris to be part of the process. Why?
Well, I think probably somewhat late in the game, we began to really focus on what the real problem was. Our industry, the tobacco industry, has been one that's had legislative challenges, regulatory challenges, legal challenges. And if you kept a scorecard, in one way, you could say we did well. We won the lawsuits. We had success in battling tax increases and regulatory proposals. But the fact of the matter is more than 400,000 people every year die from smoking in the United States. And we could win every court case and win every legislative battle, but people were still going to be dying from the use of the product. And I thought that the way to have a sustainable business proposition for our company was to focus on that problem, the number of people who were getting sick and dying from using the product. And ultimately, regulation by the federal government via the Food and Drug Administration made a lot of sense.
Now, it's a cynical question, but it's one that needs to be asked. Is this about public relations for the company and making the company look good? Or did Philip Morris executives really want to work with the government?
Well, clearly the latter. And we knew that when we publicly announced our support for this that people were going to be skeptical. But it was the right thing to do for the public health. It was the right thing to do for our company because at the end of the day, we believed that it would be better for Philip Morris if fewer people got sick and died from using our product.
Dr. Kessler, there was criticism in some quarters of the tobacco industry's involvement in writing this bill. What do you think?
I think this is the strongest piece of public health legislation we could have hoped for. I mean, it was 15 years plus in the making. No bill is perfect, but I'm absolutely convinced at the end of the day that more lives will be saved because of this bill than any other measure that we could have ever dreamed of. Now, I applaud Mr. Parrish's effort. You know, 15 years ago, when we first said that FDA should have the ability to regulate cigarettes, you know, Steve fought us pretty hard initially, and I think deserves a lot of credit in making this shift. I guess we agree on the legislation, and I think that's what's important, and it's a very big milestone.
Dr. Kessler, if this legislation does everything you hope it will do, what can we expect of the tobacco industry? What will it look like in 5 to 10 years?
I don't see a sustainable model for the tobacco industry in this country, and even globally. You know, there are some who think they can come up with a reduced-risk product. I'm not sure that scientifically we're smart enough to know how to do that or that's possible when you're burning a tobacco leaf or you're inhaling all these chemicals that are very reinforcing. I think the issue for me is how do we reduce the number of people who smoke? Right? That's the goal. And right now, Philip Morris, the other companies, are still selling a deadly addictive product. And, I mean, my goal is not to keep Philip Morris or any of the other companies in a sustainable business model, because my goal, very honestly, is to reduce the number of people who smoke, to reduce the number of kids who start, help people quit. And I think that's what the bill will do. It's another chapter. It's a very big public health achievement.
Mr. Parrish, do you think Philip Morris might regret supporting this legislation one day?
Well, I guess nobody can really predict the future. I think if what Dr. Kessler talked about in terms of reducing the number of people who smoke and hopefully the number of people who die from smoking, I believe that ultimately that will benefit Philip Morris if it and the other companies can adapt to a different way of doing business.
Steve Parrish is the founder of Steve Parrish Consulting Group. Last year, he retired as Senior Vice President for Corporate Affairs for Altria Group, the parent company of Philip Morris. And Dr. David Kessler is a professor at the University of California, San Francisco. He served as FDA Commissioner in the 1990s, and he has a new book out, The End of Overeating. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.